This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India signed 6 memoranda of understanding with the Maldives to enhance cooperation across multiple sectors following wide-ranging talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Maldives President Mohamed Muizu at the President's office in Malé yesterday. The key areas include fisheries and aquaculture, meteorology, digital public infrastructure, UPI and concessional line of credit. An amendatory agreement was also exchanged between the two countries, which reduces Maldives' annual debt repayment obligations by 40% from $51 million to $29 million. Prime Minister Modi thanked President Muizu for his strong condemnation of the Pahalgam terror attack and the solidarity extended to India in the fight against terrorism. In a joint press statement after the talks, Prime Minister Modi assured India's continued support to the Maldives in strengthening its defense capabilities.
Raksha Mantralaya ki building hamari majboot saajedari ka prateek hai. Saajedari ab weather science mein bhi hogi. Mausam chahe jaisa ho, our friendship will always remain bright and clear. Maldiv ki raksha kshamtaon ke vikas mein Bharat nirantar sahyog deta rahega. Hind Mahasagar kshetra mein shanti, sthirta aur samruddhi hamara saaja lakshya hai.
Both countries also announced the commencement of negotiations for the launch of a free trade agreement. India announced a new line of credit of 4,850 crore rupees to support the infrastructure development and other activities in the island nation. Maldivian President Dr. Mohamed Muizu expressed gratitude to India for extending a line of credit. President Muizu assured that Maldives is committed to further strengthening cooperation with India.
India has long stood as the Maldives' closest and most trusted partner. Our collaboration spans a wide range of areas, from security and trade to healthcare, education and beyond, touching the everyday lives of our citizens. Every day, hundreds of Maldivians travel to India for medical care, education and business. Just as we warmly welcome members of the Indian diaspora who continue to contribute meaningfully to our economy and society.
The Prime Minister will be the guest of honour at Maldives' 60th Independence Day celebrations in the capital, Malé, today. Prime Minister, speaking at a state banquet hosted in his honour by President Muizu, expressed his gratitude for the invitation and extended his best wishes to the people of the Maldives on their Independence Day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Tamil Nadu starting today. After completing his two-nation tour to the UK and Maldives, Mr. Modi will travel directly to Tuticorin. The Prime Minister will inaugurate, dedicate to the nation and lay the foundation stone of various development projects worth over 4,800 crore rupees at Tuticorin tonight. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has directed the law enforcement agencies of the country to undertake dedicated measures to bring back fugitives involved in terrorist and smuggling activities. Mr. Shah was speaking after inaugurating a two-day National Security Strategies Conference 2025 in New Delhi yesterday. The minister stressed on enhancing inter-agency coordination between central and state law enforcement agencies, besides recalibrating the approach towards disrupting domestic nodes of the terror criminal nexus. Kargil Vijay Diwas is being observed today across the country to honour the bravery of Indian soldiers who sacrificed their lives during the Kargil War of 1999. The day marks the 26th anniversary of India's victory over Pakistan in the conflict and the successful conclusion of Operation Vijay. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid rich tributes to the brave soldiers who sacrificed their lives for the country on Kargil Vijay Diwas today. In a message, the President said, "The day symbolizes the extraordinary valor, courage and steadfast determination of country's soldiers." Prime Minister Modi said, "The occasion serves as a reminder of the unparalleled courage and valor of those brave sons who dedicated their lives to protecting the nation's pride." On the occasion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh added that India shall remain forever indebted to their service. In squash, India's Anahat Singh scripted history at the World Junior Championships 2025 in Cairo, Egypt, claiming a bronze medal in the women's singles event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.